about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. Our number is 316-869-1330. Jessica, thank you for holding on through the break. You're on with the show, with my listeners. Still kind of working out some of the tweaks here. I cannot pronounce your last name, so forgive me. I chose not to butcher it, but thank you for holding. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My name is Jessica Pereira.
Pereira, okay.
I, along with my cohort in crime, Melissa Stout, are the organizers of Kansas Rallies, and we're also state leaders for the Daughters of Liberty. And I'm here today to talk to you a little bit about the Women's March that's coming up on January 19th. We're gathering that day as well as a Women for Trump group. We'll be meeting at the Advanced Library at 711 West 2nd Street. And we just want to stand up and be able to say that the Women's March does not represent all women in the United States. We have some very strong differences of opinion, and in the last couple of years, we've been excluded from their group. So we felt it was important to stand up and say, you can't just ignore us. We are here as well, and we have views.
Now wait a minute. I could be wrong here. And I know last week we discovered that apparently there's a third gender, because on New York's birth certificates, apparently now you can put an X. So I'm not going to make any assumptions here, but Jessica, I would assume, and I hope I'm not going to micro-aggress you here, but I'm assuming Jessica is a female. So would you not therefore be welcome at the Women's March? I guess I don't understand. As a woman, would you not be welcome at the Women's March?
No, we've been told in years past that we need to leave, that we're not welcome there because we do not share the same liberal or progressive ideas that they do.
So it's really not the Women's March, it's the liberal Women's March, much like the League of Women's Voters is also only open to progressive liberal women, for example.
Exactly. You know, if we don't think the way that they do, then they automatically say, nope, I'm sorry, we don't want your kind here.
It's amazing how the left is so tolerant unless you disagree with them, and less immediately then they become intolerant.
Absolutely. So what we wanted to do is stand up and say, you know, that this isn't okay. They don't represent all of us. And, you know, we have some very big differences of opinion, but I'm hoping, you know, by showing up and being civilized, and maybe we can have some good conversation about, you know, our differences and how we should all support each other as women.
Well, and I'm glad you're doing this. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it's gotten to a point now in our society where you have organizations like this that profess to be the Women's March or the League of Women's Voters, but they're only open to specific groups and a specific, ideological organization, you know, but they profess to represent everyone. We see it time and time again, and that's the sad part. I'm glad to see that this is a counter organ, you know, march, essentially. And, you know, we've seen this, you guys did something similar, I know, last fall, and you were out in the rain just to make sure that that folks knew that there are other voices out there.
Absolutely. We do regular marches throughout the year. You can check out our Facebook page, Kansas Rallies. And, you know, we've done a lot of Second Amendment rallies and standing up for the First Amendment, religious freedom for all. I know for the upcoming future for 2019. So far, we have another Second Amendment rally coming up. We're also going to be doing a pro-life rally because that's so important. And, you know, those are some of the main differences between our group and the groups that march typically in the Women's March.
Well, and that's kind of why I wanted to give you the opportunity to make sure that folks were aware. So if they're interested, if they want more information, they can find the easiest places on Facebook then, at Women's March Do you have a website, or is it primarily just Kansas Rallies on Facebook?
Yeah, Kansas Rallies on Facebook is the main way to reach us. We do have an event scheduled. It's called Women's March 2019, Women for Trump. So if you want to check out that event, I'd encourage you to do so. We'll be meeting at the Advanced Library off of 2nd Street, 711 West 2nd. And we're going to be having signs and talking about how important it is to be pro-life. You know, you're pronounced dead when your heart stops beating. Wouldn't it be the same that once your heart stops or starts beating, that would be the time that you would be alive?
Well, that's a theory, but there are those that don't necessarily follow along those lines. Sadly, the Kansas Supreme Court may be one of them. I know we're waiting on a decision along any day now. And they may very well find a right to an abortion in our Kansas Constitution. So,
absolutely. It's just sad. We have we're close to 1 million abortions a year at this point. And what a lot of people don't think about is, it's all about women's health, and it's my body. I should be able to do what I want. But 81% of people that have abortions are at higher risk for mental health issues. You know, they suffer from post-traumatic stress. They're 5 times more likely to commit suicide. They have guilt and depression, nervousness, insomnia, serious psychiatric problems. And, that's often a thing that's not discussed when it comes to abortion. They just say, well, it's my body. I can do what I want. But at that point, you have another life inside of you, and you need to take that into account as well.
Yeah, well, that's another one of those, forbidden topics when you're talking with the tolerant left. So, well, Jessica, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. I appreciate you sharing it. I hope you guys have a big crowd. I'm going to try and make it out there as well, and I hope our listeners do the same. So thank you very much, and keep us in the loop, all right?
All right, we sure will. Thank you, John,
Appreciate it, Jessica.
Much for your support.
Oh, of course.
You're doing some great things here. So
thank you.
I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Thank you. Well, hope you have a big crowd. I'll be there.
All right, sounds good. See you then.
Thanks,
everybody.
We've got another rally actually coming up, and this one's in Topeka, and it's something that they do every year, and I want to make sure you're aware of it. The annual Rally and March for Life. It's coming up on January 22nd, Kansans for Life. Does this every year. I've had the pleasure, the privilege of standing on the Capitol steps with my colleagues. A couple of years ago, I actually was able to stand with Representative Willie Dove and a couple of other colleagues and sing the national anthem. But it's a real pleasure to be there. I've been as just one of the crowd. I've been there as a legislator. But this is really... An experience that I would highly recommend, and in particular this year, because first off, we will have a governor who is an abortion on demand advocate, someone who is not a fan of life, someone who is a pro-abort, someone who is not going to be at all in our camp on this issue. Another one is because of that Supreme Court case that is out there that is likely to be decided literally any day now. And so we need to make sure that we are rallying, that we are supporting, that the legislators who are up there understand and know that this is an issue of great and grave importance to their constituents, and that we will continue to hold them accountable. This is a fundamental issue of the Republican platform, and if you've got an R behind your name and pro-life legislation comes up, you had darn well better vote according to that party platform, or we will send you packing in 2 years. And that's the message that these types of rallies send. It is January 22nd. The day is full of events. They do educational workshops, rallies, there's addresses by different speakers. It's always an uplifting event. This is the 46th anniversary of Roe versus Wade this year, and it's an event that is absolutely worth attending. For more information, you can visit KFL.org. I highly recommend if you can attending this event. So when we get back, we're going to have the new Kansas Republican caucus chair, Representative Susan Humphreys, is going to be with us with our first legislative brief of the new session. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show.
KNSS, it's back.